All right, Denise, let's try agenda paper 13.
Okay, very quickly then. In agenda paper 13, we analyzed also a new submission that we received with a request to clarify the definition of close members of the family of a person in paragraph 9 of IS 24, related party disclosures. And basically, the submitter points out that this definition does not specify that the parents of a person could be included in this definition, and the submitter thinks that they should be included. We observe that the definition of close members of the family of a person, well, is expressed in a principle-based manner and involves an assessment of whether a close member is expected to be influenced or influenced by a person. So this assessment involves the use of judgment, and on the basis of the existing IFRS requirements, we propose, we suggest the Interpretations Committee not to add this issue to the agenda and instead issue an agenda decision, and the agenda decision is in Appendix A of this paper. And the question is whether you agree with this agenda, sorry, tentative agenda decision.
The agenda decision essentially being that the standard is written in a principle-based way, or the determination is principle-based. That's the principle basis of the agenda decision.
Yes.
Tony?
I'm perfectly comfortable with it.
Okay, I see a couple of other heads nodding yes. In which case, we may give Denise the record, but I'm not sure. John, it's up to you.
I'm concerned that the agenda decision does say that the persons listed in paragraphs 9A to C are those members that would typically be considered close members, because that's not how I read paragraph 9. It seems that those are always included. So that seems to me to be a change to how you would read paragraph 9. I don't disagree with the decision not to take it on, but the paper does identify that those listed in paragraphs 9A to C are included in the definition, but then in the agenda decision it says they would typically be included. So that seems to suggest that they would not always be included. But
so your proposal would be to change it how?
Strike out the word typically, because I think the way I read, the way I read IS 24 para 9C is that those 9A to C are included in the definition. The exact wording is. And include, it says. Close members of the family of a person are those family members who may be expected to influence or be influenced by that person in their dealings with the entity and include A, B, and C.
Okay, can you give that wording to Denise? I don't find that troublesome. Does anybody else find that problem? You'll see the wording when you get update for your review. This came to us, by the way, from a jurisdiction that is in the process of adopting IFRS, and so even though we didn't see that much diversity in practice, we thought it was especially important to bring it to the committee and get the committee to talk about it. Okay. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
I don't know if you get the Leo Award for the shortest time for an agenda topic, but you're close.